My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is the station chief, retired CIA agent, chief in charge, station chief. That's what he was, a station chief. And he was stationed in the former Soviet bloc, is where he spent the majority of his time. From the early 2000s on, I want to welcome to the program Scott Uhlinger. Scott, welcome back. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you. Great to be back, Pastor Greg. Thanks.
Well, there's a lot going on. I want to get your thoughts with regards to, Brennan. I had Sam Faddis, by the way. He said to tell you hello.
Right. He's a very impressive guy, and I've actually never met him, but I read his book, actually when I was still in the agency. So he wrote a book warning about the shortcomings of the agency like 15 years ago. And yeah. He was absolutely right in his prediction.
Yeah. Well, and he's, spoken, quite eloquently about the whole issue with, Brennan and the CIA and how a CIA operation works and how Brennan essentially would have been able to have manipulated agents to be involved in something within the agency and not have known that it was actually a private Brennan show that was happening, because if you label it as a CI, now it's like, okay, well, we can't talk to anybody else about it. You're the only one we can talk to about this. And nobody knows, but you. I mean, it's a.
Right. It's an absolute abuse of the system, an abuse of the CIA's ability to classify its operation. Now, I saw abuses at a relatively low level when I was there, but this is absolutely egregious. This is just abusing the authority of the CIA to classify stuff as a way of basically hiding gross violations of the Constitution.
And so in this instance, we were late, and I, for folks that might say, well, I know there's a thing out there called Trump derangement syndrome, and I believe that there's some reality to that, right?
No question about it in my mind.
Yeah, but on the other hand, there are those that say, oh, well, those of you who support him or what have you or talk about these things, this is, you guys have reverse Trump derangement syndrome, something along that line.
Right. And that's absolutely false. What I'm saying is I am outraged as you are by illegality. And when I see like what had been a good intelligence agency subverted somewhere I served for many years, I can't tell you how disappointed I am. But what I'm saying is it doesn't matter if it was Trump or somebody I hated. If it was a Democrat, it doesn't matter. I would be equally outraged at these violations of the law. It does not matter which president it was perpetrated. The fact it was perpetrated against any president is outrageous.
And that, thank you, because that was exactly where I was going with what I wanted to make sure that I preface this by saying is that it's not specifically about, just like, for example, this Mar-a-Lago raid that took place. Yes, it was directed at President Trump, but it was directed at the 45th president of the United States. It is directed at the office of the president, and it is directed at destroying. And this is why you have, David Justokas in our last segment discussed, why do you have executive privilege? Well, one of the reasons that you have it is so that individuals can candidly discuss with the president concerns that they might have or advice that they would like to give the president about specific issues for his consideration without being concerned about somebody somewhere down the road politicizing what it is that was said, when what was said doesn't have anything to do with politics. It has everything to do with just maybe common sense or morality.
That's right. I mean, you know, the concept of executive privilege, I mean, in high school, we studied that because of there was a landmark Supreme Court case. I don't remember which one it was. I don't know if it was Marbury versus Madison. But what I'm saying is, this was literally something that I studied in high school, and it set the tone for executive privilege, because you need executive privilege as a way of fostering, you know, real discussion.
So candid conversation.
Yeah. That's right. Candid conversation. Mm-hmm. The other thing that should be remembered, maybe it was discussed by Sam or someone else, is you talk about declassification. The President of the United States has ultimate declassification authority, which means that technically any the most protected information that the United States has, if the President chooses to reveal it, it is de facto declassified legally. In other words, you know, that might cause the president to give up secrets that maybe I wouldn't approve of or that I would disagree with. But the bottom line is he has the authority to do that regardless. And they have exercised this authority in various ways throughout history. I mean, like the Cuban Missile Crisis. I mean, technically, all of the information we were gathering that's showing that the Soviets were building up, nuclear missile bases in Cuba was highly classified information. People died to get that information to the CIA. But the president decided, okay, I'm going to declassify this and basically tell the United Nations General Assembly all about it, because the purpose of intelligence is to, like, avoid war and, you know, perhaps advise presidential policy. So Kennedy said, okay, I'm going to use this as part of my policy, and I am thus declassifying it as President of the United States.
Well, and it should be noted as well, and I got this from Americans for Limited Government, my friend Rick Manning, who will be on a little bit later on today, and we'll bring this up briefly in our conversation. But as I understand it, President Trump issued a declassification of these documents as an executive order, as a presidential executive order. He declassified these documents. The FBI, in the affidavit that they gave to the judge, excluded that document. So the judge that issued the warrant that was served on Mar-a-Lago was, again, the FBI did not give full disclosure. Okay. And didn't.
So obviously, so that clearly, not only is that a violation of, you know, bearing false witness against my neighbor, like Hank Mammoth, but that person has committed a felony. The individual who deleted that should be sent to prison for 20 years.
Absolutely. Well, and one has to wonder now, remember that just yesterday you had that long-standing FBI, department head, what have you, that was escorted out of the building. And it's funny because he's escorted out of the building and they, well, that's just, you know, that's how we normally handle these things. We escort them out of the building. Look, I'm not making excuses. The guy was wrong. What he did was wrong. The politicization was wrong and so on. Okay. But this is a guy that fell on the sword. That's what this is. This is like we're gonna sacrifice one guy and we're gonna pretend like that's it and now we're gonna try to move on and go about our business. Listen, FBI, we know you're full of horse hockey.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. We know you stink like poop. All right. And, you know, and now you've got lower level agents that are all calling for Christopher Wray to resign because they're finally saying, okay, thank God. Jim Jordan has come out. You've got 14 guys that went to him and as whistleblowers. You've got people that went to the Senate. I think was it Grassley that said that he's got whistleblowers now. Finally, the ranks are breaking and the lower ranking FBI agents who knew and know about this stuff are finally coming forward and saying, all right, thank God we got enough cover now from some congressmen, from some senators, that we can come forward and tell the truth about what's happening over here.
Right, exactly. And hopefully enforce the, you know, I'm not familiar with them, you know, word, but you know, there are whistleblower protection that are designed, you know, in general throughout
the government to protect
people who come forward.
Yeah.
However, they were considerably weakened under what a surprise, Obama, who started prosecuting all kinds of people who actually were just whistleblowers. But you can see it was all part of a plan from the beginning to silence dissenters within the quote government, you know, the deep state, to silence possible dissenters in preparation for using the government as a blunt instrument against our constitutional freedom.
Well, and as has been stated, and I think it can't be overstated, you know, if they can do this to the 45th president of the United States, they can do it to us. But what I've been saying, Scott, in response to that is hello, wake up, watch the January 6th, the real January 6th Epic Times documentary. My good friend David Sumrall, watch Bloody Hill. Watch Nick Searcy's Capitol Hill, Capitol Punishment, you know, documentary. And what you're going to see is folks, this kind of stuff has been going on. And then if you talk to my other friend, David Lowry, he would tell you that this kind of stuff has been going on. Yeah. This kind of stuff has been going on. And in black neighborhoods for a very long time. Okay. For a very long time. What, you know, no warrants, nothing, just, you know, and oftentimes wrong doors, wrong neighbors, wrong residents, wrong house, all that kind of stuff. Okay. I mean, this is not brand new that this has been going on and that violations of the 4th and the 5th and the 6th Amendment have been going on. And our silence is like the frog in the water, Scott.
That's right. Right. Exactly. We have to start pushing back and it's, you know, and let's hope, that God willing that, people are really waking up to this threat and we can do something about it because we need to see the person who forgot to put in that, you know, presidential executive order from Mar-a-Lago. We need to see that guy sent to jail because until people are punished and sent to jail for these offenses, there are always going to be toadies or sycophants who, for the sake of promotion, are going to be willing and able to basically conduct illegal acts. Okay, go just drop that document and send it to the judge.
As
long as there's no punishment, somebody's going to say, you know what, I want a promotion from this guy. So you know what? I'm going to do it because
there's
going to be no
blowback from
it. I'm Kim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very good friend Scott Uhlinger, retired CIA station chief, is on with us. Chief, so we're talking about, you know, this situation with the FBI, and as you were mentioning as we were going into the break, until somebody actually gets, you know, busted, until there are some consequences, these kinds of things are going to continue. Here we have this top anti-Trump FBI official escorted out of the office by headquarters, okay? Now, but, you know, unless he's prosecuted, unless somebody interviews him and gets the names of the other people who are involved in what's going on over there. I mean, look, dismissing Christopher Wray is not going to end the problem.
No, but that's what the FBI wants you to think, right? So they'll march this guy out. They'll, you know, carry your stuff out. You know, they'll march this guy out as an example, hoping that that will result in the heat going away. Oh, well, you know, they got rid of the one bad egg. Well, it doesn't work that way. Or the leader. You know, the bottom line, I think we've said this before in previous shows, but the thing people have to understand, and this is the same for the military or the CIA or the FBI, the FBI is the most egregious of them, is that, remember, a professional career is like 20 or 25, maybe 30. So, you know, Obama was president a long time ago. But what I'm saying is Obama fostered the careers of different people within the FBI. And more important, maybe he had people in the FBI who fostered the careers of subordinates. So they went all the way from, you know, the equivalent of an E1 or E2 in the military to an E8. You know, they've reached professional maturity and they've done it in a greenhouse where, you know, a political correctness where, you know, you have to be a leftist. So what I'm saying is that means that the rank and file of the FBI, if you go from the top, is probably corrupted all the way down to 2/3. Like, in other words, 2/3 from the level of the top down to the bottom of the glass. 2/3 of them are most likely people you don't want in that organization.
And again, they've been around for years.
Subverted Trump's presidency, and now, of course, they're, you know, they're raiding Mar-a-Lago and they're doing things like that now under Biden.
Well, and I know there are people who say, well, no, but it's just, you know, GS-14 and above or GS-15 and above or what have you. But again, what you're talking about is that there are foot soldiers that are then, they have to make a decision. Now, there are those that are whistleblowers that are coming forward and we are grateful for their service and grateful for them doing this. But the reality is, as you said, that, you know, the apple is going to be sick. There's a lot of the apple that needs to be cut away and addressed as it relates to this. And just to suggest that it's just the very top, and if you just cut off the top, that suddenly that's all going to be replaced with, you know, good people. What you're saying is that We're going to be walking into a landmine. We're going to be opening up a bad can of worms.
That's right. Because even if you look at, you know, let's say, I don't know how the FBI does their ratings. Like, I was a GS-14 in the agency. But what I'm saying is, if you say, okay, we need to just get rid of everyone, GS-14 and above, actually, that is going to be about 2/3 of the FBI because most people are at that level.
Wow.
Because most average person probably has 10 years in or something. So that's what, you know, you're talking about eliminating a lot of people, you know, and then of course, not just you have the political correctness, but you also have the fact that for 15 or 20 years, our educational system has totally been subverted by liberal values. So these people are going to Georgetown University or some local community college, and they're being told by their super leftist communist professors that, oh yeah, you know, you've got to be, you know, they're brainwashed in liberal values. And yes, there is, everything must be done to stop conservatism, you know, like that kind of thing. And this is the breeding ground of Trump derangement syndrome.
And they've given it the name Trump derangement syndrome. And it's interesting because the reality is that it's because President Trump really did embrace the policies associated with true constitutional God undergirding Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, the historical structure of the country. And that's, you know, he kept saying, I'm here to return to the people their rights and their power, and we are given our rights by God and not by man. We hadn't heard that kind of conversation coming from a chief executive officer for 40 years, folks.
That's right. 40 years. And that's what's been happening is that over 40 years, it's like the slowly boiling frog. Like we've had like an imperial presidency. We've had a federal government that has grown increasingly influential. And everyone thought, well, that was okay. Because overall, the FBI is pretty good, and it's okay. But then Trump exposed these organizations for what they are, and then people decide that, you know what, maybe it isn't a good idea to give these people overarching power, because they're incredibly corrupt, you know, and it's more like Tajikistan than the United States of 50 years.
Absolutely. All right, Scott Uhlinger, the station chief. You can follow him at the station chief at Newsmax. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm waiting for David Wormser will be joining us here momentarily. I have my co-host Rick Manning is with us at the moment. Rick, welcome aboard. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you for having me. We're David's a great guest. He knows his stuff on Middle East. But we're in international relations around the world. And Trump knows this stuff about a lot of other things too. But
there is something. That's okay. While I have you on, there is something I wanted to ask you about, because I believe that you sent it out on your email. And by the way, folks, please sign up. Americans for Limited Government, getliberty.org. You can sign up for their email over there. Having to do with the Trump affidavit and that the FBI, filing with the justice omitted the fact that President Trump had in fact declassified these documents.
Yeah, 100%. President Trump declassified the documents on, January 19th. He signed declassification orders. And, you know, and here's the dirty little secret. You know how we found it? We Googled it. Okay? That's how we found it. So here's what you have to believe in this whole classified document nonsense, that whole rationalization for the raid. When you look at the affidavit, the one thing you see is there's a rationalization for the raid, and it is classified documents. Okay? That's the rationalization that the magistrate signed up on. They admit that the president might have had legal capacity to do it just because he was president, but they omit the fact that he had actually declassified the documents with official paperwork, which takes away all the argument about whether he had the right to possess them or not. And once again, here's what we have to believe. We have to believe that Merrick Garland, the former chief judge of the District Circuit Court of Appeals, the second most powerful court in America, a man who had been appointed to the Supreme Court. Okay. We have to believe that a judge, a high level intelligent judge who's the head of who's the Attorney General, pondered doing this raid for more than 2 weeks, knowing the law that the president, under the Supreme Court rulings, has an absolute right to have those documents, A.
Right.
And B, never asking a question, well, did he actually declassify them? Because, and that is impossible. That's impossible to overcome that question wasn't asked. That Merrick Garland never occurred to him. Particularly since there was stuff in the public domain saying he had done that. So we have to believe that Merrick Garland completely didn't understand what the Supreme Court, what the whole history of presidential records was. He didn't understand. He was totally unaware of that. And somehow, as a high level federal judge. And
Right. Secondly,
he was unable to Google, or his minions were unable to Google and say, well, did he declassify that? People say he did. Well, he certainly got Cash Patel saying he did. So they knew that. So they didn't Google it. Come on. It was literally on the archived White House website as one of the last things that were done in the Trump administration. Robert Romano in my office found it in 5 minutes.
It is utterly, you know, but this is atypical, Rick. This is atypical of the behavior that we have seen from this administration. And the FBI, remember, I mean, this goes back to the corruption of the Steele dossier as well. And you and I'll talk more about this, and we'll get into this more, probably on Monday, but David Wormser has joined us. I'm sure David would have some thoughts with regards to this as well. David Wormser, welcome aboard. Good to have you, my friend. Rick Manning is with us, of course, and it's great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Sorry it took me. I had a computer breakdown this morning.
So, you know what? Technology is loverly when it works. It's loverly when it works, and when it doesn't, it's a real pain. It's just great to have you with us. We were talking in brief, and then we want to get into the whole Middle East thing with you and what's going on over there. But we were talking in brief about the revelation that which we knew, President Trump had in fact declassified the documents that were sent to Mar-a-Lago that he was aware of that were there, and the FBI specifically, it appears, excluded the document that showed that he had declassified those documents from the documents that were presented to the judge. You've been in D.C. yourself a long time, and you've seen a lot of stuff. Does that bother you?
Yeah, it does bother me. I mean, at the end of the day, they were redacting the redaction, or the it really, we've seen this now over a few decades, is the increased politicization of the investigative arms of the U.S. government. We saw it under the Bush administration. We really, frankly, those old timers among us would say that it dates all the way back to the Reagan years when they started using some of these structures to go after Reagan and some of the people around them, but it's really gotten out of hand. And now it's essentially, on the highest levels. And it's definitely a Washington elite believes they have the levers to maintain their elite status. And that was the big evil crime of Trump more than anything else, was the fact that he challenged the elite status of our Washington elites, and they're going after him. The FBI definitely is facing very serious internal upheaval. There's definitely a real problem here. There's definitely weird things going on with this raid. And especially since this isn't an ordinary raid. I mean, in an ordinary raid, this would already be somewhat weird, or beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about the president, which means that you have to have 1,000% sureness that what you're doing is the right thing, and 1,000% sureness that you're doing this by the book perfectly in a way that everybody will understand, because the stakes are so high. And yet what you see here is all sorts of stuff that doesn't add up, not revealed. Again,
David, just the one thing, they had to be willing to release in total their rationale for doing it. That means the document that we received the other day, which had pages after page after page blanked out. The minute they had to redact anything beyond the name of somebody who might have been a confidential source, the minute they had to redact anything that was content, it destroyed their capacity to have any believability. They had to have gamed that out in advance. They didn't get, apparently they didn't think anybody would care, or they thought that they could get away with it, using the same tactic they used in 2017 when President Trump was trying to get the documents out related to the Russiagate.
or they don't care. Why wouldn't they care? Because they know the pushback will be a pushback against the FBI. And then you see exactly the sort of answer to that coming out from Biden yesterday, which is, oh, so you guys now are anti-patriotic attackers of the U.S. government. You don't believe in law enforcement. You guys believe, et cetera, et cetera. So
right.
They already seem to have had the argument in place before they did this, knowing that we would come back and say, wait a second, this isn't all correct.
But
let's
also not forget about the revelation that just came out too regarding the whole GSA and the fact that the GSA was giving confidential information about the transition team. And Rick, you were a part of the Trump transition team in 2016. So in essence, you are an individual whose rights were violated, 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendment, by the GSA in handing over confidential correspondence and communications amongst individuals on the transition team to the Mueller group without any notification.
100% true. It's a, it really makes it so you can't have a transition team ever again, truthfully. At least you can't use government resources to do it.
Yep.
Because, and it's not, it wasn't totally surprising because we were briefed, you know, all this is confidential. It's supposed to be kept separate and it goes away because none of it's official record. So you can have contemplation about different policies without worrying about,
right.
Gee whiz, you know, you're going to end up getting creamed about it. And so that was the whole purpose of doing this. And yet, but they said with a wink of an eye, but remember, it is going into the federal government database, okay? And which any sentient person said, you know what? That means that everything's on the record because
that means they're gonna come back and bite me on this because of the guy that I'm working for right now. That's the reason why, because they want to take him down. We're gonna take a quick break.
Yeah,
we're
gonna take a quick break.
We'll be right back. When we get back, Iran and the dangers in the Middle East coming up.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic's off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glass. I was laughing because I was telling the guys, I'm like, here we go. And I missed the button. But part of that's my own, lack of fingertip precision. But I was thinking about the fact that, you know, it's the same thing that's going on as far as America worldwide, right? America has completely and totally missed the button now. And we've become feckless and we destroy, I mean, as strong as President Trump was and attempted to be, he had a State Department that wasn't on board. He had individuals from the State Department in individual countries that were undermining everything that he was trying to accomplish. And we have an administration that is a carryover from the shadow government of Obama that has been undermining and working to overtly destroy America's presence internationally. Gentlemen?
David? You're absolutely right. I mean, I think that when you have, you know, as a superpower, we've defined the world for the last 75 years, and frankly, almost the last 100, because we were a great power before we acted and assumed mantle of basically the remnant of British power. But at the bottom line of that is that the entire world's architecture is based on our power. Doesn't mean that we need to assert it. It means that we need to possess it, but also to have allies and support allies that carry their interests that are in line with our interests. Instead, we had this situation since World War II, especially in the 60s and 70s and 80s, 90s onward, where we essentially diminished our allies, told them, look, we'll do all this for you, we'll maintain the security of your region, but God help us if you act on your interests and act alone, because you can trip us up or whatever. It was about control. Washington is always about control.
Okay.
And so Colombia, the Israelis, the Japanese, everybody was sort of put in their place. And we assume now all of a sudden we're tired from all this, assuming everything in the world. We're withdrawing, but instead of turning to our allies and building them up, we're trying to cover our retreat by appeasing our enemies. And so what we're doing is we're accelerating the collapse of the world structure that we've enjoyed so much in terms of our standard of living, trade practices, economic patterns, and all those sorts of things. Now you're seeing the collapse of American power, but at this point accelerated by a group of progressives who treat foreign policy much like they treated statues of American history in the summer of love, 2020. They basically, they're burning down our foreign policy.
And Rick, this really speaks to what you and I talked about as we kind of briefly brought forward the whole idea of our U.S. Coast Guard being denied port.
Yeah, the denied port of entry in the Solomon Islands. Mm-hmm. And and the fact is the Solomon Islands did a deal with the Chinese to allow for their naval vessels to utilize their facilities. And now, amazingly, they won't allow a U.S. Coast Guard vessel to land there. This is what we're seeing all over the world, though. Just briefly, David, I know you really want to talk about Iraq, but that's what we're seeing, the collapse of Iraq, the collapse of, the Iranian increased influence. This is all just a part of the dismantling of the expectation that America will enforce the rules of the road. And so when nobody's enforcing the rules of the road, there's a vacuum. And when there's a vacuum, somebody steps in, and who's stepping in? The Chinese. So we see that, we're seeing that around the world, and we're seeing it in Iraq. And because we wanted you to talk about Iraq, we got like 1 minute. You know, explain all of Iraq to us in 1 minute, David.
Now we got about five, but go for it.
Okay, good. We have five.
You know what? The one thing I'd say about that is the vacuum people fill it, which is why we really ought to support our allies right now and let them fill the vacuum. But instead, we're working against allies in these various regions, and we're encouraging our enemies. Take a look at what's happened in Colombia. After bashing Colombia so much, we lost. Now it's run by an narco-terrorist who's aligned with the Venezuelan terrorist regime. We're losing Latin America as fast as you can. You can't even keep up with it. We're going to lose Panama pretty soon, and we're beating up El Salvador, and may lose it because of that. It's astonishing how in this vacuum we are helping our enemies fill that vacuum rather than allowing our allies to fill it. So
and would you say that is ignorance? Is it arrogance? Or is it willful destruction?
I think it's willful destruction because these guys have been at it for a long time. You know, a part of it is if Trump did it, we have to do the opposite. But it isn't only that. It's really whatever defined America's power and alliance structure in the Cold War is their target. They will not forgive us for winning the Cold War. And they're trying to reverse that.
Well, but they don't ever stop. The other parts of it is that, you know, and this is where they, you know, they laugh and now they're laughing out loud. They used to just kind of laugh in private parties. But the reality is that we on the conservative side, even as Christians, when we win a battle, we expect the enemy to act accordingly. That we won, they lost. Now we part at with peace, but with an understanding that we won, it's going to be our way because we won. That's not how the other side works. We stop fighting because we think we've won. They don't stop fighting. They keep on fighting, no matter the outcome, because they are a win at all costs. That's their concept. We should be. We actually should be. The kingdom of heaven is a kingdom of winning and paid the greatest cost. As a Christian, the Son of God giving up his life for the world, we should be fighting in the same way for what's right.
We should be. And old school liberals, as much as I'm not one, they at least were patriotic and they believed it. But this new crowd that's running our foreign policy, these are progressives. These are not old school liberals. These are not Kennedy liberals. These are not even Jimmy Carter, naive, I don't understand the world liberals. These are hostile to the American idea progressives. You asked about Iraq. Just very quickly, what it is because we're so weak, the Iranians are trying to assert their direct control over all the militias, including the al-Sadr militia, which is sometimes helping them, sometimes not, many times against the U.S., many times not. at the end of the day, the Iranians are now trying to just take full control over all of Iraq. And what happened is that the local warlord, al-Sadr, doesn't like that control. So he's revolting, and he's got a lot of followers. He's banking on a lot of resentment of Iran in Iraq. So it's going to be bloody, and the Iranians now are facing somewhat of a very difficult circumstance. They've asserted their power, and it's not working entirely. So they're going to have to cut a deal with al-Sadr to calm this down. It's somewhat of a defeat, but only a small step on the way. The Iranians feel emboldened, strong. They're trying to kill their opponents abroad, whether it's John Bolton or Ali Masih Ali-Najad or the singer in Sweden the other day. They're feeling their oats, and they're acting like a thug, and they're unrestrained. And this is essentially what's happening in Iraq, is an outcrop of that.
Well, and Iran, it would seem to me too, has an issue because they have a kind of an uneasy relationship at the Turkish border, because Erdogan has his own ideas and his own, plans with what he wants to accomplish. And they don't include a powerful Iran. We got about 30 seconds.
I mean, the Iranian-Turkish relationship is so deep and complex. It's partly Sunni-Shiite. It's partly the fact that the original Iranian dynasty of 400 or 500 years ago that made Iran Shiite was actually an Azeri-Turkish a dynasty. It's and distinguishing itself from there's a lot of complexes there. But yes, the Iranians are having a tough war. By the way, they don't control all of Shiism either. That's what
I got
this
contacted
is
by attorney Tom.
All right,
Renz,
we got to jump. We'll be back with more hour number two coming up. Thank you, gentlemen, for being with us today. Really appreciate
it. Extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a 5-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there is not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Rentz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And thank you.
By the way, I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.